Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's The List and your boy with
Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp.
Fightful.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It's July 5th, 2023. It's after Canada Day. It's after Independence Day. It's after, I don't know what the hell they celebrate in London. I'll tell you what they celebrate in London, Jimmy. Dongs and clams. That's what Caden says. Dongs and clams. Oh boy, we're going to talk about it. I'm going to review the show Naked Attraction on this show today. But this is my first time being here in a couple weeks. Had to fill in for last week's Raw, this week's Raw, a few shows last week. But how about this? FightfulSelect.com. I went and did a bunch of bonus shows. I did two text-based Q&As. I did a review of Money in the Bank and SmackDown. Then I did a review of all the shows that I missed last week. Two Raws, a Collision, a Dynamite. We also have the backstage report over there, FightfulSelect.com. We have news on why Triple H wasn't at WWE Raw this week. The best $5 in the business. But if you want to get your super chats and humper chats in, ask questions and statements on the show. That's generally what we do here. We talk about the topics that you guys want to talk about, but maybe a few other things as well. Get those in at YouTube.com/Fightful as well as HumperChats.com. HumperChats.com allows you to leave your question or statement before we go on the air, like days before we go on the air, any number of things. But also leave a thumbs up on this video. Make sure you subscribe. We're inching closer, Jimmy. 100,000.
I'm working magic again, Sean. I told you how it would work, didn't I? I told you.
What's that? What?
Shorts. Shorts.
Jimmy, I have asked for a shorts editor for 4 months.
Oh, come
for
on.
4 months, come I asked on. For a shorts editor.
Sean was like, I'll get to it this summer sometime. I'll get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for 4 months, I've been asking for new merch. I've been asking for new shorts editors, all that stuff.
I snap my fingers and it gets done. That's the way things are supposed
wild.
To happen.
Well, we've got some people here. People are asking about London, Jimmy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, about how about your what I want to do first, just before you go into that, is I want to give props to Rob Bull. He is my video editor, and he put together the new intro for Listen to Your Boy. And I know that Sean has been kind of saying to me, you know, what do you think about changing the name? What do you think about changing the name? And I'm still open to it. But in the meantime, I had Rob put together a new intro, and I thought
bullshit. You knew what you were doing there. No. You knew what you were doing. Jimmy loves the name. The List. From the List of Jericho from 2006.
I got it somewhere.
Or 2016. Yeah. A thing I used to say like 7 years ago. By the way, happy birthday to Fightful. We're seven this week.
That's right.
I hate the name. I hate it. I want this to be a super chat driven show, honestly, because we make a lot more money. And then I don't have to have Jimmy going, Sean, you know, this payroll's getting out of control because we don't pay our writers poverty wages.
Uh-huh. Don't get me started. You know, maybe psychologically, maybe I love the name or I don't want to change the name because you hate it. That could be psychologically what's going on. I don't know.
Yeah, that's productive. That's productive. Listen, I don't care. I got my dividend payment yesterday. I'm about to pay off my Ford Bronco. Yes. I'm good to go.
I saw the June report. I saw the June report. You're like the highest paid guy in the history of Fightful, Sean Rossap.
I should be, Jimmy. I should be. And I don't, I'm not shy about saying that. I should be the highest paid guy in Fightful history. But we've got Humper Chats, Super Chats. We've got, let's see here. Darren Walker saying, Sean, did you enjoy your Uber taxis in London? I was there for SmackDown Money in the Bank. Question is, Renee Paquette stopped doing sessions over the last 2 months. No new interviews. Sessions is done, unfortunately.
Is it?
Yeah. She was taking some time off, and I haven't heard of any plans for her to redo it. I'm hoping I can get an interview with her soon. I would love to do one in person because she's about an hour from me. But I'm bummed by that, man. I think that Renee is so good at what she does. She is such a comforting personality that you want to open up to. And I think that it was something special as well. But it's a bummer. It is a bummer.
You got to be a real piece of shit to not love Renee Paquette.
Yeah.
Because Renee Paquette's fucking awesome.
If so anybody, if anybody's got an issue with Renee Paquette, they need to kind of look inward, I think. Yes,
I agree. I agree.
Because,
I agree.
But we've got Darren asking if I like the Uber taxis in London. So, good friend, Stephanie Chase, she does the prediction shows, kind of warned me against getting cabs there. She goes, if they hear your accent, they're going to take you on the scenic route and run up that price. So
really?
Well, Uber's set, right?
Uber's set. Your price is set.
For taxis. Uber is pretty much set. We tried to do the tube, but it was too full to even get on. So, but yeah, I spent a lot of money on Ubers there because where we stayed, we were both 50 minutes from the airport and 45 minutes from the O2. So we're like, let's just stay smack dab sort of in the middle next to all the sites like Buckingham Palace, Big Ben. Big Ben's one of the most impressive structures I've ever seen in my life. It's beautiful.
Makes me think of European Vacation. You remember that scene?
No, I don't.
Chevy Chase and his family, they can't get out of the roundabout. And so they keep going past Big Ben every 5 minutes because they can't get out of it. One of his children says, by the way, what does the queen do? And Chevy Chase goes, she queens.
Jesus. We've got, let's see. We got some that are maybe not, UK related that we'll save for later, but the condom says big fan, first time Humper Chat. How did you enjoy your trip to London? I did enjoy it, but I'll tell you what, I love Kentucky. I love where I live. And I realize I'm a 3 or 4 night kind of traveler. On the way there, Jimmy, though, thought I was going to sleep. Nope. Not when somebody's kicking my seat for 7 straight hours to the point where it almost had to be intentional.
Did you say anything? Nope,
I didn't. I have manners. The person in front of me reclined all the way back, even though he had an exit row seat. So he was stretched out. That sucked. Then my monitor didn't work. Couldn't watch anything on TV or any movies there.
Those kickbacks I was paying to the airline staff, they really worked out.
I'm upgrading my ticket there in August. That's for sure. But the trip back was fine. The trip back was great. I was plenty rested. After a couple days, I had just decided, well, I'm going to stay on Eastern time because I had to get up for like 2 things early. And we're like, well, what's the benefit of us not staying on Eastern time? Like, there really wasn't any. We could get up and do all the same stuff that we wanted to, and everything was fine. But that was cool. Favorite chant from Money in the Bank. Oh, man. The one I didn't even understand. It was the one in the main event with Roman Reigns.
Yeah, it was a takeoff of a soccer chant. The thing I love the best is that the crowd actually sang John Cena's theme song. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, them singing the music was really, really great.
That was cool. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one of my favorite reactions. Not even Drew, not even Roman, which, by the way, got us over 4 million views on YouTube or Facebook, rather. Not Cena coming back. It was the Shayna Ronda turn because there was not a single person in that venue that expected that to happen. And it was a legitimate shock. And it felt like once a match, there was either a big moment or a big shock that happened, a return, a comeback, a shocking moment, or just something big happening. I thought it was a well laid out show. And he says, UK Fightful fan, awesome seeing you in Quizzlemania with the lads. I definitely got screwed out of Quizzlemania for sure. But the WrestleTalk guys were all taller than I had anticipated. They were all like, I thought Ollie Davis would be like 5'7". And he wasn't. He was like a half inch taller than me.
There you go. There you go. Did you, because I told you about a few places to go, Leicester Square and all the tourists go to Piccadilly Circus. Did you have a chance to go to
We didn't get to go to Piccadilly. We wanted to, but, you know, it's always possible there could be a next time. It was something my wife wanted to do, but even she was like, yeah, I built it up in my head quite a bit type of thing. But, you know.
That's cool. I like it. I've been there a few times and Leicester Square I really like. That's usually where I stay in hotel.
Yeah. So well, let me tell you what we're going to kick this show off with, Jimmy. Garvin Rowe says, as a Brit, you're all in for an education. Keep in mind, this is shown just after 9 p.m. watershed when TVPG becomes TVMA. So guys, especially if you're in the UK, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats about this, because we get back at about midnight-ish Sunday night, midnight British time. And we are off on a bike ride across the city, yada, yada. And we walk in, Jimmy, and our TV is on. Hotel TV is on. We had just been watching just whatever was on, normal British stuff. I don't know what the hell they do. But what is staring back at us as we walk into the room, Jimmy? A very large, uncircumcised penis. Just, I'm talking like full-on anteater. Just staring us down.
Did you turn to your wife and say, hey, cool, they fixed the pay-per-view?
Well, she had been back in the room to change briefly earlier. And I'm like, what did you put it on? And then there's just this woman that's up there just breaking it down, breaking down the ins and outs of this thing that we are witnessing. And then they go over one square. There's just a woman's vag just bloop right there. And the woman is breaking down what she likes and doesn't like about that. And I'm like, what is going on here? It was Wait, like a train wreck.
Who's breaking it down? The vag owner?
No. Else? So we can't see the faces of the owners of the penis or the vag.
Okay.
The dong or the clam, as we'll call it, right?
And
who's
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Judging it. Who's speaking?
So it's this woman on a dating show.
Oh,
and she's a bisexual woman, so she's choosing between men and women here. And the host is like talking it over with her and saying, oh, what do you like in a penis? What do you like in a dong? What do you like in a clam? Any of those things. And it's a dating show where at first they reveal the bottom half and you eliminate somebody based on that.
Okay.
So there, we watched two episodes. We would have watched a lot more if it went longer. No pun intended. But the second one was a guy, and he's a very shy guy, and he eliminated this woman. Oh, he had instant regrets, Jimmy. He was regretting it. Oh, my. You should have seen the look on his face. He's like, oh, no. Like, he was bummed because she was a pretty girl.
So why did he reject her?
He couldn't see her face. He couldn't see anything above the clam, Jimmy. Don't judge a clam by its shell, as they always say.
Apparently. Do you get to talk to them at all?
Briefly, as they leave. Now, it's funny because later on, he very clearly knew he wanted to eliminate one woman because she was out. And he's like, see you, mate. Bye. One of those. So you eliminate them based on the bottom half. Then they go up to the neck. You eliminate another one.
Wow.
Based on what you got there. Then you see their faces. You eliminate somebody based on that. And only after that, when you're down to like two, do you actually get to hear them or know anything about them. It is amazing.
What kind of people? Like the people that are going on the show to be the model.
Yeah.
These must be people looking for attention, right? They must be like models.
So at the end of the show, it's like, if you want to participate, here's where you hit us up at.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, they're like no plugs. They're not plugging OnlyFans or their Patreon. They ain't plugging FightfulSelect.com. Wish they were.
Did you sign up while you were there, Sean?
What?
Did you sign up for the show just for the experience?
I didn't. I won't be on that show. but yeah, the show's called Naked Attraction. I couldn't stop watching it.
I'm sure you
couldn't stop watching
it. You probably binged the entire season, didn't you?
I wish. It was great. And somebody told me there was a wrestling themed one at one point. And I was like, I don't know if I'd like that. I don't know if I'd like that at all. But maybe we'll do our own version of it. Everybody just actually don't submit us applications. I don't want that at all. I don't want that at all.
No.
Somebody says,
no.
Must have been Channel 4. Let me tell you one thing, David Smith. It was 100% absolutely Channel 4. It was Channel 4 without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, they are much more laid back over there. Like I think, but I don't have a problem with it. I don't have an issue with it.
Let me tell you my favorite part. Okay, so you could tell that some of these people were letting people go further in the competition just to make them feel better. They had no desire to really pick them. They had in their mind who they were gonna pick. So the second round was this very shy guy, very shy girl. They go out on a date and it's very weird because he's like, yeah, I'm going to intentionally cut it short, leave her wanting more. And they had a good time. They shared like the most, oh no, you might have mono kiss I've ever seen. like it was like a little peck, whatever. And then it says 3 weeks later and they're back and he's like, oh, good to see you again. And they had both been like, yeah, this went great. 3 weeks later, mind you. And they go, oh, would you all go on a date again? And she goes, yeah. And he goes, oh, what a relief. I'm like, wait, this went well and y'all ain't talked in 3 weeks? 3 weeks? Like, I know on like sitcoms, they used to be like, oh, you got to wait a day or two. Got to wait a day or two before the advent of texting and instant messaging and all that stuff. 3 weeks?
And bro, they had each other's contact information?
Yes. And I know this. Because the episode before, they go, oh, what happened after your date? And the girl's like, oh, yeah, about that. We fucked. And it showed a picture of them hanging out naked. And then she's like, oh, yeah, but we've broken up since then. And they met up and they talked about it. It was. And this other boy, oh, boy, was not even she's married by now, dude. 3 weeks. It's over.
Yeah. Yeah. Possible. Yeah. I mean, how much of this show is scripted too? A lot of this shit is scripted.
Honestly, I got to say it is one of the least scripted looking shows like this I've ever seen. Okay. Like it
feels
there's
pretty
not
real.
A lot. There's not a lot you can script on there because the whole show is here's some clams, here's some dongs, here's some boobs, here's their faces. What do you think about these? Hmm. As opposed to, like, you know, like those MTV dating shows where that guy's like, I'm a bad boy and I'm not going to tailor myself to anybody. One of those. The shit I'm talking about.
You know, my old buddy, Kelvin, who Sean knows, he was on the third wheel. Do you remember the third wheel?
Yeah, I do.
He was on that. And did you know Justin Roberts, the old friend of mine, he got paid $3,000 to be on Jerry Springer. Did I ever tell you that?
Please.
I don't think Justin would mind if I say that. It's been 25 years.
Okay.
So he got paid $3,000 to be on Jerry Springer and pretend that his girlfriend was sleeping with her own twin sister. That was the story, which just proved that Springer was full of shit because everybody knew it was, but that was confirmation.
Oh, buddy. I've got multiple friends who have been on Jerry Springer. You'd be shocked to learn.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, they really hit the wrestling circuit there at one point, you know?
Well, no, I mean, not even wrestling. Like, just people from my local town that had been on Jerry Springer.
Ah. Now, as part of a scripted thing or legit?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, scripted. Okay.
Scripted, yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Scripted.
Right. Okay.
Oh, boy. Naked Attraction.
I'll tell the wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did your wife like it? Like, was she...
We both watched it. We were both watching the hell out of it. We couldn't stop watching it. Okay. Like, when you're not used to that type of thing... Okay, right. So what I realized, and it was sort of confirmed to me by people who followed up about it, violence is much more looked down upon on UK TV, whereas nudity isn't. And it's the opposite here. Like, you can stab somebody right in the head and watch their brain fly out, but you ain't seeing a set of boobs on cable TV hardly. It's very weird.
By the way, Gemini Season in the chat is correct. It was called the fifth wheel, not the third wheel. That's my bad. The show Calvin was on. Yeah. How are we going to possibly, are you ready to transition to pro wrestling after your Naked Attraction?
I guess I do want to say Luke Owen sent me a message. that he was just like, the dicks just stare back at you on that show. My wife is watching. She sent me a message. She goes, don't forget, the person choosing the people also has to get naked at the end.
Oh, they
do. That is true. Yes. So they do as well.
And then does the first person get to reject them? No?
They go out on a date.
Regardless. Okay.
Regardless. Just to see if they like. What I would imagine is there's, and I don't know, I would imagine there's some sort of pre-screening process where the contestants are like asked, would you be interested in this person type of thing?
I'm sure. Before. I'm sure. They know what they're getting into, 100%.
Well, if there's one thing that we know how to get into, it's a good old-fashioned erection here at Fightful. BlueChew.com/Fightful. Blue Chew has the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Take it from the face of Blue Chew, Jimmy Van.
That's the same me.
Same active ingredients, so you know they're going to work, but they work on your schedule. Or maybe when you're not on a schedule, maybe you can't get that motivation. Maybe you're not confident. Maybe you don't have that main event level performance. I don't know. Maybe you're participating in a little tag team action. I don't know how y'all are doing it. Six-man tag, a little battle royale, maybe some mixed tag. Doesn't matter with BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. It's going to make sure that you have better sex, have stronger, harder erections. And how about this? It's much more discreet than Naked Attraction. How, you ask? Well, you don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. You don't have to wait in line at the doctor's office. No more awkward visits because the consultation is done online. And if approved, it ships straight to your door, safely, discreetly. Mailman's not going to know about it either. You ain't got the mailman rolling up with his dong or her clam out. Heck no. They won't. Like, Jimmy, you could at least print off a better version of this. That,
yeah, I know. I need to get around to that.
You do, because like, this is how it's done.
That's much better. That's much more.
That is much better. BlueChew.com/Fightful. You can use the code Fightful as well. Get your first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping. Our longest lasting sponsor. And I think you know where I'm going with that. They'll make sure you get the job done. BlueChew.com. Code Fightful. That was all just a 20-minute segue for that ad.
pretty impressive. I don't even know where to go after that. I guess we should talk Money in the Bank a little bit.
Well, yeah. John Cena came out and he's like, what if we bring Clamomania to London? And everybody went, yeah. You got A-Shock saying, Clamomania.
Well, on Saturday night after Money in the Bank, I, you know, went on the Twitter and I posted a message about the Cena promo. My post went kind of viral, did over 360,000 views.
Oh, boy.
And as you can imagine, Sean, some of the people agreed with what I said.
You're old. Every time something of yours goes viral, it's people burying you because you're finger wagging. You're doing this.
That's erroneous, completely untrue. That's not what happened at all. Erroneous.
I once had an AEW wrestler say, fuck Fightful to me over something that you said.
And you know what I feel about that. I shrug about all that shit.
I'll tell you what I feel about it. I need my sources trying to get those scoops for FightfulSelect.com. Go ahead.
So what I said on Twitter was that John Cena's promo essentially translated to AEW did over 65,000 tickets for All In. WWE needs to one-up them, but London needs to pay us. That's what I suggested on Twitter.
And I actually agree with that.
Yep. And so some people agreed with me, and some people, of course, said, oh, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, and you don't know shit, and blah, 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 blah.
He doesn't know what he's talking about here. I mean, I'm not even gonna jokingly bury you.
Yeah.
WWE wants people to bid on this stuff. And yes. Sometimes when they're not willing to do that, they'll shoot themselves in the foot. I'll give you guys a little backstage information here. A lot of times when you see these local outlets just all of a sudden reporting, oh, WWE's bringing a major, major event here, that's them trying to pressure WWE into bringing an event to wherever they are. But WWE says, tough titty, says the kitty. We're getting paid for this. Puerto Rico paid them for this.
Where have I heard
they're
that?
Their premium live events are a big, big, big deal, and they want to make their money. That's all they care about, as they should.
So in May, a couple of months ago, Nick Khan spoke at the JP Morgan Global Technology, Media, and Communications Conference, and one of the topics that they discussed was the fact that WWE wants countries to pay a subsidy in exchange for hosting a PLE, or a premium live event. And like you talked about, Puerto Rico paid a reported $1.5 million to hold Backlash there. According to Brandon Thurston from WrestleNomics, WWE received undisclosed incentives for Clash of the Castle in Wales. They received an undisclosed incentive for the Royal Rumble in San Antonio. And Orlando is reportedly going to offer them $850,000 toward a bid for the Royal Rumble in 2024. So this is what they want. And anybody that saw that Cena promo, including all you guys that shit on me on Twitter, if you saw that Cena promo, and if you don't believe that that promo was politically motivated, and if you don't believe that the All In tickets had any influence whatsoever over that promo, you do not know shit about business, and you don't know anything about corporate politics, because that's exactly why they did it. After All In is finished at the end of August, there is a chance that it will be the highest grossing wrestling show in the history of the UK. There's a chance. It's already going to be the highest grossing wrestling show in the history of England. Right now, the highest grossing in the history of Clash is, or history of the UK is Clash at the Castle, which is about an $8 million gate. All In could beat it. Do you think that Nick Khan and Ari Emanuel and Vince McMahon want to see All In listed as the highest grossing show? And there's no chance that they want that. That is why they brought John Cena in. They did it for publicity, and that was the reason. But they want London to pay for it, or they want England to pay for it, or whoever. And let me tell you, Sean, it worked like gangbusters, because BBC News ran a story about it, and they even got comments from a member of parliament by the name of Alex Davies Jones, who said that they were shocked by Cena's appearance. They said it got the whole place buzzing. And regarding WrestleMania going there, they said, quote, I would love for it to happen. That's why they did it. That's why they brought out John Cena. They do not want AEW to have the highest grossing show in the history of that region, but they want them to pay a subsidy. They're not going to do it for nothing. That's reality.
And also, beyond that, they just want a lot of money in general. Now, FightfulSelect.com had a very interesting report about this. Please subscribe. Best $5 in the business. I won't shut up about it. There isn't a Mania plan there. In fact, they're finalizing their 2025 location soon. FightfulSelect.com should have more on that very soon. But there was a survey taker around the Talon Hotel and all that, where some fans were chilling out.
And did everybody call him? Did everybody call him the survey taker?
Yes. Yes. And every time they would answer, there would be a guy next to him that was like, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But it was for Rumble and SummerSlam, hypothetically. And it was a survey asking where the most convenient locations would be, hypothetically, if those events came there. And it was Glasgow, Manchester, Birmingham, and London. So those were the ones that were mentioned in the running there. Triple H straight up said at the press conference, I kind of put me in an unenviable position because we don't know. But that was, let me tell you, that was a special promo to sit there and watch.
Yep.
It was insane. Nobody expected that. And yep. Grayson Waller coming out, FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, said he was cleared earlier that day. That's good to see, too. Grayson Waller loses nothing by getting AA'd by John Cena. That is his first physicality on the main roster since he's been called up. Mm-hmm. So I thought it worked out. Broadway Joe says if All In does 90K, is it even worth WWE doing Mania there? They can't beat that number. Also, Collision, Rampage, Rampage Dark, nothing's changed. Well, they might not be able to beat that number, but they could beat the gate for sure.
Yeah, and the other thing is they'll bullshit the attendance anyway. It's not going to matter. And to be honest with you, they'll bullshit the gate too. Like if they were to run Wembley and if they were to fill it the way that AEW is going to come close to, or maybe they will fill it, they'll bullshit the gate. They'll bullshit the attendance.
Are they able to bullshit the gate with the – I don't know how publicly traded companies work.
Well, technically, no. But what they could do is they could bundle it with other shows.
Yeah.
Like the Money in the Bank press release that came out, they bundled SmackDown with Money in the Bank to report 5.4 million. As the combined gate. I mean, they could theoretically do that too. Because remember, they were even trying to hide Crown Jewel. They had it listed under, I forget the category, it was some kind of other or something. Like it was kind of sort of hard to find, but they have to report it, but they can be smart about it or creative.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about AEW All In, because WrestleTix posted yesterday, available tickets, 12,937. Current setup is now 87,825 because the upper decks have now been opened, Jimmy. More holds in the 100 levels have also been released. Shout out to WrestleTix. They do some incredible stuff. We are subscribers to their Patreon. Them and WrestleNomics and I believe VOW as well. All do great work. But WrestleTix posted that the current distributed tickets, 74,888, and this was at 5 p.m. yesterday, almost 24 hours ago. So it is quite possible that they have eclipsed 75,000 tickets distributed. Now, tickets distributed are tickets that are not available. They have been provided to other people. It does not necessarily reflect a paid number.
That's right.
As of right now, but there are 75,000 tickets distributed. There are 1,100 on resale. So there are absolute jackoffs on the internet that are like, Tony Khan.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret. And visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tying them all up, there are agreements in place with most venues that would prevent you from doing that, from buying up your own tickets, selling them at a markup. And also, it's just not a financially feasible thing to do, Jimmy.
No, and he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that. If they had to, let's say that it didn't do what they thought and they drew 20,000, they would just scale it for 20,000. That's what they would have done.
So I want to answer this guy's question. Is it fair to say right now that the Elite are not draws in AEW? No, I don't think it's fair to say that anybody isn't a draw right now in AEW, because right now they just drew a bunch of asses to that. Now, TV numbers, that's completely separate. I'll tell you something that I've always hated, Jimmy. 1996 happens. Shawn Michaels is a really, really good champion. He's the top performer in the company, but ratings are down and people go, it's because of Shawn. Imagine how bad those ratings would be if Shawn Michaels was not on that show. Mm. Imagine if he wasn't on the program. To me, I don't point at the guy at the top that is working his ass off and putting on good stuff. I look at a bunch of other people and say, well, it should be booked better. They should have a better undercard, a lot of things like that. Maybe there wouldn't be a necessity for him to be at the top, but 75,000, Jimmy.
Yeah, there's no way to look at that other than saying that's a big success, and it really doesn't matter how they got there. So I am pretty in tune with social media responses, aside from the trolls, because I'm always curious what people are saying. I've seen a lot of sentiment from people living in England saying we're going because we just wanted a show in Wembley. There hadn't been a show in Wembley in years, and yeah, we wanted to see a show in Wembley. It's possible that a lot of people are going because they're so excited about a show in Wembley, but who gives a shit? Who cares what the reason is? You know what I mean? 75,000 tickets distributed. It's going to be a big success. I'm sure the roster is stoked. I'm sure. And it's something for them to look forward to, man. Like it's going to be a big thing. And again, going back to Cena's promo, I think that if there was no All In, if they didn't book Wembley and if there was no All In, we probably don't see John Cena's promo at Money in the Bank. It definitely had an influence. There's no question about it.
Right now, TNA's, I think, attendance record was about 8,100 from the January 2009 show. ECW's was 6,000 for Anarchy Rules. WCW, outside of their Tokyo Dome stuff, which you could absolutely count, but it was kind of like a mutual show.
Co-promoted,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking non-co-promoted shows, was the Georgia Dome, 41,000. So we're talking about AEW blown by that by about 20,000. So in totality, they have probably passed ROH, ECW, TNA, and WCW's attendances combined,
right,
for non-co-promoted shows. And even ROH's was a co-promoted show, the MSG show. That is unreal.
Yeah, unreal. It's a big number. It is. And the haters are going to come up with all the excuses in the world, but it's you can't deny facts. Like, this is reality, and it's going to be a big success for them. And kudos to them. Kudos to Tony Khan.
Wrestling tickets are hot right now. Objectively, WWE's breaking records everywhere they go at increased prices. They're selling out. They're doing crazy stuff. I'm loving it right now. Like, it was, man, I don't know the last time I had as much fun, like, hanging out just with my friends as at that SmackDown show a couple weeks ago. Me and just my wife and a few of my friends went, watched the show, watched all the cool stuff happen. It was,
it was a blast. Like they've really streamlined it a lot more since Nick Khan has stepped in. But we've got a bunch of super chats and humper chats. Leave a thumbs up. We would greatly appreciate it. And he says, can you corroborate reports Roman and Cody are the tentative Mania headliner with Vince spike Cody if AEW breaks Mania 32's attendance record? I'll say this. Cody is 1 million percent team WWE. That's it. Did you see that bullshit he said about me the other day, Jimmy?
Cody?
He was doing an interview with Ariel Helwani, and he said, oh, my buddy. And then he stopped and he goes, well, half buddy, half not buddy. Sean Ross Sapp said that I should whine about losing at WrestleMania in a promo. And I was like, I didn't say that. I said, why wouldn't a babyface 2.5 years into this title run be like, hey, why is management not doing something about this dickhead? Why is it that his family can just keep interfering in these matches?
Right.
Why can't y'all put me in a cage or something? That's what I said. Cody. But Jeremy,
we will Lambert isolate said, this, Sean. We're going to isolate it. We'll put it on social media.
No, we're good. I already talked to him about it. Jeremy Lambert sent me a headline, though, and it said, Brian Danielson, I love to lie. Cody Rhodes taught me how. So there you go. But I don't know if that's the tentative main event, but it's the one that makes sense. We got KE775 says, do you know if there are plans for Johnny Gargano and or Candace? Seems pretty weird to bring them back and job them out or not use them. There were. I don't know if there still are, but there absolutely were. And there were some really good plans. FightfulSelect.com will have more on that. But I know a lot of people look at the Vince thing and they're like, oh, well, must be why. No, Vince was always kind of fond of Johnny Gargano, from my understanding, and made it known that he should come back there.
Candice LeRae was dead in the water from her debut. having her debut in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, a market where they had no clue who she was, that was a big mistake. It was a big miscalculation by Triple H. And her booking since then, it just hasn't been. It's been underwhelming. I mean, what can you say? Yeah.
Daniel says, hi, Sean. John Cena was squashed a few years ago. Who's an AEW star whose story could benefit from being squashed? Ooh.
You're talking about the Cena Brock squash, I guess?
Yeah. Well, I mean, CM Punk has been squashed. MJF has been squashed. I feel like at some point, Kenny Omega, because Kenny is very good about making you think that he's broken down physically. I think seeing him get squashed would be a big shocker. It would be very, very surprising.
I agree.
Moxley, maybe. Jade down the line. If somebody squashed her, it would make them.
Yeah. Taya kind of did. Or not Taya.
Chris Statlander, a little bit.
Kind of.
But I mean, like, not like fresh. Beaten quick. And I don't mean beaten quick. I mean, like, their ass got whipped.
Yeah. Moxley, I think, would be a surprise. I think.
Yeah. Christian Hernandez says, Sean, I'm going to be in a SummerSlam Detroit. Any chance I can take a picture with you? Yeah, I'll be there. I'm actually very excited for that travel. I was telling Jimmy before, I'll be there within 2 hours of leaving my house probably. So very, very excited about that. That one we've already read. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, if it's Mania for 2 nights, they'll do 60-70 each night, and that would blow the AEW gate. It's about the attraction.
He's right.
I mean, yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, if they did 70 to 75 one night, it might blow the AEW gate because WWE is a very expensive ticket right now.
Yeah, but that'd be an easy way for them, even if they fall short on attendance. And the other thing that WWE's done in the past is they count everybody in the building, including like ticket takers and concessions. And they've done that before, too. They'd find a way to get themselves up there.
Garmin Rose says, talk of All In on TV Fight or an AEW UK wide tour. I think that AEW is doing the smart thing right now. They are letting you believe or think that if you want to see AEW in the UK, you better go to this show. That's why I wouldn't announce anything else. Don't give them an opportunity to think you can take your kids to see something else. This is the one. There are ongoing talks about where it is. Adrian Wells, our good friend, always so generous with the super chats. He also hands out a lot of YouTube memberships. I need to upload or post a video. We've been posting a lot of like behind the scenes videos, some lost footage, a lot of stuff like that, that a lot of people don't see. But a big thank you to Adrian. The support of you guys is what keeps us going on here. Alien Love says, what's the deal with Theory right now? Feels like he's in a weird holding period with him versus other champions having more prominent TV. Also, more British tating TV will be kind to you, Sean. I'll watch some of it if we can review it. But Theory has had the most forgettable U.S. title reign, Jimmy. And yeah. Alien Love spent some good money on this, a good $10 super chat. Thank you. So I want to talk about this. I posted today. He's got the longest U.S. title reign since Dean Ambrose, John Moxley, which was also a very terrible reign, Jimmy. This has become an afterthought. It absolutely shouldn't be an afterthought. It's a real bummer.
It is. And you know, in a way, I feel for the guy because John Cena was a prophet in their Raw promo. If you go back and watch it, Cena said, if you win, what the hell, pay-per-view? WrestleMania. He said, if you win at WrestleMania, you're still going to fail or something because then you can't rely on me the next night. You have to go out and do it again, whatever. He's right. I mean, they have fed everybody. You cannot say that Austin Theory has not been given an opportunity. They fed him everybody. Yeah. They fed him Edge. They fed him John Cena at WrestleMania. They have put him over everybody. He's not connecting, and he hasn't connected. And I don't know what the reason is, man, but he needs something. He needs – maybe he's got to be part of a faction. Maybe he needs a manager, something. He's not connecting. I think the only thing that you can do is you go with the hot hand. You go with LA Knight. LA Knight beats Austin Theory at SummerSlam for the U.S. title. And then you can start the rise of LA Knight because Austin Theory, as he's currently being presented, is not connecting. And he really never has. And so they have to do something to change his presentation.
Michael Luna says, do you think All In sells out if they announce Osprey Omega 3? I think that by the time they would announce that, it would. We're still, 7-8 weeks away from All In. Let me look. Seven and a half weeks away. They've got a lot of things. They haven't announced a single match.
Yep.
Like MJF and Adam Cole is still going on right now. Like,
yep.
We don't know what Saraya is going to do there. We don't know. Jamie Hayter, they're hoping she'd be back so she could chase the title. We don't know what anybody's going to do there. And that's the thing. They've already distributed 75,000 tickets without announcing a thing.
Yeah. I still am kind of holding out hope for CM Punk and Kenny Omega. And I know it might be what you're thinking.
That'd sell it out.
And that's the dream match. Like if you look at AEW right now, and if you think about what kind of dream matches are there, that's the dream match. I don't know if there is any other one. So I'm holding out hope for that still.
Indeed. We've got Fight Fans TV saying Cody loves lying. He nearly cost me my first writing job telling me Ryback thought that Terminator 2 wasn't a sequel, and I reported it. Oh, my God. I love that. I love that. do you think that AEW should have a major stadium show per year, basically create their version of Mania Starcade, where you know it's the biggest of the year? What do you think about that, Jimmy?
I think it depends on the location. I think that Wembley, and again, I don't want to discredit AEW success because they deserve full marks and full props. But yeah. I do think one of the reasons that they've sold is the tickets they've sold again is because a lot of people are so excited about a wrestling show at Wembley. You can't do that twice. You know what I'm saying? And there are certain markets where AEW, I think they've kind of burned them out, quite frankly. Like I think that if they, let's say that they did the Sky Dome in Toronto or Rogers Center in Toronto, I don't think AEW is going to draw 60,000 people to the Sky Dome in Toronto. If they did the new football stadium in Vegas, I don't know if they would sell that out, you know, because they've run the town so often. If they can find markets that are not, they don't book too many shows in those markets, then I think they have a shot. They have a shot at drawing a good house. And I'm sure they have all the data. I know Tony Khan is a detail-oriented guy. He's probably got data on this stuff. So whatever markets they do well in, why not? Why not? But I sure as hell wouldn't do a stadium show in Chicago or Vegas or Toronto.
FightfulSelect.com, by the way, quick plug. We have a bunch of news on there today. And right after this show, we're going to be on The List Goes On. But we have news on Triple H, why he wasn't at Raw this week, when he'll be back, and who was running the show. Also, an AEW wrestler that was recently moved to a full-time contract. We had news on Harley Cameron getting bumped up to that last week. We're going to have more today on FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business. Also, My Q&A show returns this week. And here's the benefit. If you guys have any questions about these stories, you can drop them in the comments there, and I answer them as best I can, as opposed to dealing with, you know, some of the less responsible aggregators out there that kind of twist some things. Would Goldberg be the thing to sell out for All In? I don't know if he would necessarily move tickets that much, Jimmy. Yeah.
I mean, they're at the point where they're about, 12,000 off capacity currently, right? And we still have 8 weeks to go. They're going to be fine regardless. I don't think Goldberg is going to move a ton of tickets. Maybe he'd move some. But then who do you put him in the ring with? We saw at the end of his WWE run how limited he is. Who are you going to put him in the ring with, Sean? Can you imagine Goldberg Sting, Sean? Can you imagine?
Well, it'd be terrible, even though they had a great match back in the day. Yes. He did tell Wardlow that they would make a lot of money together one day.
I don't know if Wardlow's ready for him. I don't know if he's...
He's ready for him. I mean, Wardlow would be... I think that would do well off Buzz. Wardlow is excellent in the ring. Ryan says, hey, Sean, I've noticed WWE performers using terms like wrestling and pro wrestling on Twitter and in interviews when they used to be forbidden. Has WWE relaxed that rule? Yes, they absolutely have. They had since Vince had retired, so to speak. It stopped becoming a dirty word. A lot of those tropes went away. Then that old dumb bastard forced his way back in and had everybody on edge, and a lot of them just kind of stopped doing it.
I did notice that they still say WWE Universe.
That is a branding thing, though, for them.
Okay.
Daniel says, besides Ospreay and Sabre Jr., could you see any other non-AEW wrestlers fighting it All In? I think those are the two that make the most sense. I think that if the Grizzled Young Vets would have got their release from NXT, they would have probably been facing FTR. But other than that, that's who I expect.
I think you got to go with Harry Smith. You have to.
I would love that if they had him in like a battle royal at the start.
Yeah, got to do something. Cool. And I think people, too, might have missed. There were a couple of power slams that we saw, kind of an ode to Davey Boy
Smith. Saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I certainly did. Redman Survivor says, any word on Mercedes for the AEW Boston show? Not yet. I'm asking every single day, though, my friends. Every day I am asking. Mr. Acosta says, did the allure of Collision wear off already? Certainly seems like it, Jimmy. Those numbers have dropped.
About it.
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about this. They dipped under 500,000.
Yeah.
Not good.
When you were away, I had good old Chris Van Vliet on this podcast, and we talked about this very topic, about AEW Collision numbers, and about how after week two, a lot of the AEW haters were already writing their eulogies, you know what I mean, after week two of Collision. And I wanted to provide a dose of reality and just say it's way too early. Like, the TNT's not pulling the plug after 2 or 3 weeks. Give it like 6 months. Let the show settle in. People are creatures of habit when it comes to viewership. Give it 6 months and see where it's at. Now, it is true that this past Saturday, there's no sugarcoating the number. It's not a good number. 452,000 viewers and a 0.13 rating in the 18 to 49 demo. And Brandon Thurston pointed something out on Twitter that's pretty important, I think. When you look back to what TNT used to air on Saturday and primetime before Collision started, they used to air movie reruns, which are very cheap to air. And they probably own a lot of them, probably. Those movies, a lot of them did higher viewership and did a better key demo rating than what Collision is doing right now. And they're way, way cheaper to air. And so 6 months from now, if Collision is doing what they're doing right now, that's going to be a big problem. And then we might run into issues where they might want to look at canceling the show or changing the show. 3 weeks in, I wouldn't be too concerned about it yet. I think you got to give it time.
Yeah, you got to give it time. It was, so a few things. Holiday weekend, same day as the WWE pay-per-view, a lot of stuff. Not up against it, but we'll see how it goes. But it ain't good.
No.
It certainly ain't good.
No, it's not. It's not, but it's early. Like, I just think, I mean, you have to remember the XFL season one, the drop-off was so bad that NBC was having to do all of these make goods with sponsors because of what they had promised them.
Yep.
And they still kept it going until, I think, toward the end of the season, and then they moved it to cable for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
But no, they're not going anywhere for a while. Warner Brothers Discovery, I think, is pretty committed to AEW. So they'll give it some time yet.
SAS says, it can't be a coincidence the Payback PLE is coming back after SummerSlam. Do you think something big will happen with Bloodline that during that time? Fatal 4-Way and Solo wins based on his interaction with Roman at Money in the Bank. Well, at this point, Roman needs to defend the goddamn championship. he needs to defend the championship at SummerSlam. I think it's probably going to be against Jey Uso because he got pinned, which was incredible to see live, Jimmy.
I bet.
What a moment. Right call to main event that show, by the way. I've said this on the air, Jimmy. I've mentioned that MJF wrestles like it's a 1991 to 1993 WCW Saturday Night match, and it's a good thing. Like, he'll grab the ropes in an abdominal stretch, things that nobody does anymore. A lot of people in WWE don't work to the crowd and respond to the crowd and stuff like that because they're not allowed to. Roman can do anything that he wants. If he wants to look directly at the camera in the middle of a match, he's going to do it. It was so good. So good. The right call. I think Jey Uso beating Roman, the first person to beat him, is good because Roman's about to beat him at SummerSlam in that and get his win back. But Jay's always going to have that moment. It's going to be historic.
I agree.
I think we could head towards a fatal four-way, but I don't know. I mean,
For the title? You mean for the title?
No, not a fatal four-way for the title. Absolutely not. But I think there could be. They could just do it without the title, knowing WWE. But
yeah, because Solo's not winning the title. I mean, the guy has never
been not going to win the title. No. Yeah, but I don't think that the payback PLE has anything to do with that specifically, but. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
It's possible. I guess we're not going to know until they start announcing that card. Because it does make sense, you know? Especially if Solo and Roman end up splitting. Kind of makes sense.
I think Jeremy might be at that one. We might try to get him approved for media because that's in Pittsburgh. Not a bad one. But wherever the hell the show is at in October. I mean, whatever it's called in October. I'm going to that one. Indianapolis. Man, I'm a multiple-time Quizlemania champion. And I don't even know the name of the pay-per-view in 4 months. But... I'm going to Indianapolis. I'm excited for that. Can't wait for Denise to send me a message and be like, hey, we're renewing our vows the next day. Oh. So even though you can drive to work, you got to fly out to LA.
Oh, shit. Okay.
She's not really. But she screwed me over.
It's pretty soon.
I got to drive to Nashville for work last year for SummerSlam. And I was like, hell yeah. But Denise's wedding was the next day. So I had to fly from Nashville to LA. Back to Nashville. But guys, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. We still have a few minutes left. Then I got lots over stuff. The list goes on. We got the list goes on today too.
We got to talk about LA Knight. Maybe this will be the last big topic because I got several points on it. So
good
first
God, that guy was over, Jimmy.
And he's been over. So yeah. The first thing I want to ask you, I understand the choice of Damian Priest for Money in the Bank. I get it. For a lot of reasons, you know, Priest is a Raw guy. LA Knight is a SmackDown guy. Roman Reigns is not losing the title anytime soon. So it makes more sense to kind of plug Damian Priest into a storyline with Seth Rollins. I get it logistically. At the same time, though, I think that if you disappoint the crowd too many times, they're going to start to give up hope. What was your
prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Thoughts on LA Knight not winning Money in the Bank?
I don't think he needs it. I really don't think he needs it. I understand why Logan Paul didn't. I saw a situation where Logan Paul could have won Money in the Bank, won the title, defended it at SummerSlam against Seth. But I don't think LA needs it. He's going to be mega over no matter what. And
he's got to win, though, because he's not winning.
He's got to win. And they got to stop putting him in there with other baby faces because it's not doing other baby faces any favors. Stop making him a heel. Stop
it. Yes. Yes. He's got to win.
By that, I'm not. And by that, I'm not talking about the stuff he says, because people go, oh, well, that's what got him over. No, beating Santos Escobar's ass after a match didn't get him over.
I agree.
Him talking and going, yeah, got him over.
I agree.
That's what got him over. He's very charismatic. Him attacking Rey Mysterio after the bell did not get him over. It's not what happened. So yeah. Just let him be him and bury bad, shitty. You know who I would love to have seen him work? Him and Dominic would have been very good.
Wow. Can you imagine?
The promo stuff there would have been really good.
What a reaction. What a reaction. Yeah. Okay. I got to ask you about the Kevin Nash thing. So I love Kevin Nash, man. I love Kevin Nash. I'm not a big podcast guy, but I always check out clips from Kevin Nash's podcast. Click this. But yeah. I disagree with him on this one. So Kevin Nash on his podcast on Monday kind of crapped on LA Knight. He said that LA Knight is a ripoff of The Rock and there's nothing original there. And I was surprised to hear that from an old school guy like Kevin Nash, because Kevin Nash isn't stupid and he knows the history of wrestling. Some of the biggest stars in the history of the business borrowed elements from other performers. Hulk Hogan borrowed a lot of stuff from Austin Idol, from Dusty Rhodes, from superstar Billy Graham. Ric Flair borrowed a lot from Buddy Rogers, including his name, and from Dusty Rhodes, and from superstar Billy Graham. Nash's buddy Scott Hall became famous as Razor Ramon, which was a direct emulation of Scarface. And so I was surprised that Nash would criticize LA Knight in that way. And I don't agree with it. What are your thoughts on Kevin Nash's take on LA Knight?
I was surprised to hear him say it. And I've got all the respect in the world for Kevin Nash. I think he's one of the smartest guys in wrestling history. But yeah, I mean, so much of so many people are borrowed from everybody else. And I thought LA Knight handled it in a really classy way. He was like, you know what? I grew up listening to those guys, listening to their speech patterns. So naturally, it's going to probably develop in me. He's like, and if I'm even getting compared or brought up to them in any capacity, well, that's probably a good thing. So I got a lot of respect for how LA Knight handled it. You know what? It's Kevin Nash's opinion. And I don't, you know, I'm not one of those guys that's going to get all rattled over somebody's opinion like that, especially somebody that has been around quite as much. But I was a little bummed to hear that, but not everybody's going to like everybody else. But I am with you. I think that a lot of people borrow from one another.
For sure. And Hunter was even asked about LA Knight at the media scrum. And he basically was pleading patience. He said, you know, good things come to those who wait. So do you think the direction, because I saw a clip from a house show recently, and I don't know what day and I don't know what town, but I saw a clip from a house show. LA Knight and Austin Theory were in the ring together. So I think it's going to be LA Knight and Austin Theory at SummerSlam for the U.S. title. Do you think that's where they're going?
It should be, and he should win that U.S. title.
I think so,
without
too.
Without a doubt. We've got some super chats. Alex Fitzgerald said, what do you think about AEW putting future all-in shows markets outside of U.S.? Mexico would be a cool with all the lucha wrestlers they have. The gate number would probably – that would be a tough one to justify there.
Got TV.
I think they could do a big show in Mexico, without a doubt. I think that would be very, very cool. I don't know about all in there, but I think they could kind of do their own show there.
They got to really go with the markets that they haven't already kind of bled dry. Yeah. Like they really, and there's so much territory they haven't covered. They have lots of ground to cover.
Tristis says, Sean, you coming to Collision in Lexington, August 19th. Just bought my tickets. Going to make a weekend out of that. And a high school football game in Louisville. Yep, me and five other people are actually going to that. I'm hoping to do some interviews here in the studio that week. But yeah, it's 3 miles from my house. I'll be there. I will go to any wrestling show at Rupp Arena.
Hell, Sean's just going to walk there, Sean. Just walk there.
I could. I walked 55 miles last week around London. Very random. Any idea on how the green shirt guy gets the same seat at WWE and AEW shows in the front row? It's logistically impossible. So I saw somebody say, I've looked into this. I saw somebody say, oh, well, he wants to stay kind of under the radar. And I'm like, no, he doesn't. He wears the same shirt to every show. Like, I'm not one of those people that gets upset over, oh my God, they want to be the star of the show. I don't get what the guy wears. But if you wear the same thing to every show, it's very clear you want to get noticed for wearing that thing, and there's nothing wrong with that. To each their own. In order to get that seat every single time, you gotta know somebody. You gotta know somebody.
Is that the Brock Lesnar guy you're talking about? The guy
no,
they call
no,
Brock
no, no,
Lesnar
no.
guy?
Another guy's in a green shirt with a little smiley face on there. Seems like a nice fella. All of them do. Ryan says, any updates on Bray Wyatt? I don't think Waller mentioning the Fiend on Saturday was a coincidence. Hearing rumors about a possible feud with Edge. What do you think? Oh boy, a supernatural feud between Edge and Bray Wyatt. Just what I need.
Oh yeah. Just what Edge needs too.
Just what Edge needs too.
Yeah.
I'll ask more about Bray Wyatt. It's been very, very quiet on that front. But the thing is, unless I really poke and prod about it, I don't really hear a lot about Bray. The Drew stuff I was kind of tipped off on because those people got all eerily quiet, and it's not usually the case. But yeah, man. It's
what did you think of the scrum feed, what Hunter said in the scrum about Drew and the dirt sheets, and what did you think of that?
Well, I mean, WWE confirmed to us the contract situation. We never reported there were creative issues. We said that creative was important for Drew McIntyre, and it is, because I know there had been pitches for like heel stuff, but they still haven't hammered out a new deal. So I don't know what Triple H is talking about. I don't think Triple H is exactly reading the sheets all the time. So I'm sure the things that register with him the most are the things that are untrue, but also he has been at the center of a situation where a lot of people have been lying about it for a long time. Jimmy, do you remember when I posted that story about Vince being back in creative? Mm-hmm. And I got shit on really, really hard for it in like February or March. People were really mad. They're like, you're just saying this to get clicks. Nope, he was back. So I don't know. It's really tough to quantify that because I do like I take a great sense of pride in our work and how fun we have doing it. So when somebody blanket statements it like that, he did say 75% of it. Well, you can count on one hand the number of things that we've got wrong and not been able to explain. And for some people, there's that many things in one post. But I don't think it benefits him to lend less credibility to what we do in case something poor comes out there. However, the other outlets that WWE has a little more of a hold on, that's who they feed the stuff to. But I don't know. I could do a full show on that, but I won't bore people with the details. But Jimmy, we're going to head over to The List Goes On.
Let's do it, man. Let's go. I got a lot more topics for you.
Till next time, guys. We're out.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.